This is Michael Sun. I'm the DA's spokesperson for community safety in the province of Gauteng. Safety concerns in Gauteng are escalating following shocking reports of rape cases involving police officers. According to the IPES 2024 and 25 report, 27 such cases were recorded, yet Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi has only accounted to 5, leaving serious questions about the remaining incidents, many allegedly involving Metro and traffic police officers. The 5 reported rape cases involving SAPS members were recorded at Rotunda, Littleton, Dome Park, Brakpan and Meyerton police stations, all involving female victims aged between just 17 years old to 40 years old. Police officers take an oath to serve and protect. It is both heinous and unimaginable that a police officer would abuse their authority to lure a victim into an office at a police station and commit sexual assault, as allegedly occurred at the Meyerton police station. Furthermore, these criminal acts committed by police officers have a financial burden on innocent taxpayers, as the victim in the Meyerton case has instituted a civil claim of 1 million rand against the state, which, if successful, will ultimately be paid by these taxpayers. A DA-led Gauteng provincial government would have urgently engaged with the Minister of Police to persuade him to devolve powers to the provinces so that it can be able to enforce mandatory CCTV cameras in all police stations and interview rooms, increase deployment of female officers, particularly in victim support units, strengthen IPED oversight and ensure regular public reporting cases of police misconduct. The people of Gauteng deserve a police service that enforces the law and not the one that violates it, and we would ensure that our residents get exactly that.